Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to...
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miss J, and
everyone. You have tuned in to one of the best morning shows in the world. This is Miss J in the Morning, and we're broadcasting live right now worldwide. Shouts out to everyone who is listening around the world. I'm so thankful for all of my supporters, so thankful for all of my friends, all of my family, those of you who know me and see me and say, hey, I listened today. Hey, I enjoyed the show. Those of you who are sharing it on social media, I always start the show off with saying thank you, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be able to achieve the successes I have with Ms. J in the Morning if it wasn't for all of my listeners, all of my supporters. So make sure you continue to listen right here on blogtalkradio.com every weekday, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's show is going to be a fun show, starting the show off right with Miss Mary J. Blige, doing just fine. And who am I talking about? Mwah. Talking about me, celebrating life, making sure I tell all of you haters out there, nah, 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 and I'm going to encourage everyone else to do the same. Today, we're dedicating this show to ourselves and to our haters, making our haters get even greater. I want to be in their face so much. I want to be so close to those people who doubted me, so close to those people who talk about me, so close to those people who don't believe in me that, you know what, they start to believe. They start to actually get to know me and actually like me. There are some people that you can't change their opinion about you no matter what you do. But on today, we are going to prove them wrong. We got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of stuff going on in the news around the world, so I want to make sure we hit on that too. But today, we're going to party, we're going to celebrate, we're going to let people know, no matter what, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, I'm going to remain positive. I'm ODing on positivity with Miss J in the Morning right here. If you haven't noticed, I kind of had too much coffee already, but I'm ready, y'all. It's going to be a great show today. So I'm playing all the songs that get me up and get me going and get me moving this morning. So I want to go ahead and let's party with Katy Perry this morning, because you know what? I got the eye of the tiger. Y'all can't stop me today. It's a day in the morning.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sit quietly, agree politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust.
In Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Don't believe me.
Mars. I bet y'all thought that was a Bruno Mars song. No, shouts out to both of them, though. Uptown Funk right here on Miss J in the Morning. Right before that, Roar by Katy Perry. Playing the best music to get you up and get you going to start your day. It's Miss J in the Morning. I am proud to be your host. I am the official Miss J. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who got to get out and get away from your computer first thing in the morning, don't worry. You can listen live on your phone by calling in area code 646-716-8230. Again, area code 646-716-8230. Long distance charges do apply if you're paying for long distance separately from what you're already paying. And in this modern day time, if you're still doing it, hit me up. I'm going to help get you released. We got a great show coming up today. Like any other show, I am excited about life. I'm excited about today. We have the Miss J area code check-in. So, yeah, those of you who are calling in, I see you. And I'm going to shout out wherever you're calling from, whatever area code you representing, I want to give you a shout out. We're going to talk about a little stuff going on in America, going on in the news, going on around the world, well, influencing the world. Right now, we are live worldwide. Shout out to everybody who hits me up in South Africa and the UK and Japan, even Germany, Canada, all across the United States, from the East Coast to the West Coast to up north, the Midwest, the Dirty South, and everywhere in between. Shout out to all of you, and everything that is going on affects us either directly or indirectly. You don't know how much something really affects you sometimes until it's too late. You know, when you were a kid, most of us remember that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That was a lie. A lie. It was something, I don't know who started that. I don't know why. I am a victim of believing that saying. And I get the premise of it. I get the goal of that saying to say, don't let what people say hurt you, but it does. If you hear someone saying something negative to you over and over and over and over again, no matter how much you ignore it, no matter how much you control your reactions to it, it does have an effect on you. And a lot of challenges that we have in life now as adults is because we've lied to ourselves and telling ourselves that it doesn't affect us and isn't hurting us when it is. The truth will make you free. Meaning, being honest with yourself and saying that hurts me. That bothers me, whether it's truth or not. It could be a lie, but because it's a lie, it hurt me. It could be the truth, but I didn't want it to be said. I don't want to deal with it right now, or it's something that I'm sensitive about. It is something that hurts my feelings. It's something that bothers me, something that irks me. You have to, you must be honest with yourself in life. Sticks and stones will break your bones, and words can hurt you. Stand up for yourself and tell people to their face, not being confrontational. There is a time and a place for everything, so please don't go out there trying to get in fights, get in arguments with your boss, get in arguments with your coworkers or people in the community, say, Ms. J inspired me to do it. No, what Ms. J is saying is use wisdom. Be direct. Set up a proper time and a place and make sure your head and your mouth is in check and your heart is in check in order to get the situation rectified for your own personal health and growth. Words can hurt you. Words have hurt you. A lot of times the places where we're stuck in right now is because of something somebody said. We begin to believe it about ourselves. It's something that we said to ourselves that we begin to believe. Somebody said, you know what, that seems pretty hard. I don't think it can be done. Something that simple, not intentionally directing it towards you or hurting you, but you listen to it. It entered your ears and you started believing it and repeating it to yourself. And now it's taking you over 20 years to finish a four-year degree. If it takes you a little bit more time because you need the time, life happens and that type of thing, I'm not doubting anybody that doesn't take the traditional methods to education. What I'm saying is you have to acknowledge the things that are blocking you from achieving your goal. You have to look at your life and assess it and ask yourself, why is it taking me this long to complete this goal? Is it what I'm planning to do? Or is this something that I'm allowing to stop me from achieving my goal? Is this person and these words someone or something that I'm allowing to block me from being successful or receiving what I deserve in life? Am I hiding this fact about myself because I'm embarrassed about it? Or am I hiding this fact about myself because it's something that doesn't need to be shared at the moment? Are you using wisdom or are you using fear and calling it wisdom? I'm going to let you think about that for a little bit. Fear is not wisdom. Being afraid to step out, being afraid to trust again, being afraid to love again is not wisdom. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. I don't even know why I'm stuck on this, but I know there is somebody out there listening that you've been lying to yourself. You've been telling yourself for years that you are wise. You have a quote-unquote good head on your shoulders, that you were very successful and your life is very happy, and you've been lying to yourself. The truth is you are afraid. For whatever reason, you've talked yourself out of being the strong, bold, courageous, successful person that you were born to be because you allowed what someone said to you, you allowed what someone did to you, block you from being who you know you're supposed to be. You've settled and accepted life as it is because you were afraid to take it for what you deserve or as what you deserve. And on today, I'm going to help you be free. Today is your day. You've been looking for a sign. You've been asking God to show you. You're not happy on the inside. You're sitting there content because it's not bad. It's not horrible. You're not homeless. You're not out there doing crazy things, destroying your life or your family. So you're saying life is good, but you're not satisfied because you know you deserve to be in a better place. You know you deserve to have greatness. So today we're going to celebrate life. Today we're going to celebrate a new beginning. We have the Miss J Challenge coming up. Those of you who have been listening to the show, you know what it is. Those of you who are new to the show, you're about to get introduced to it. We have the Miss J area code check-in coming up later in the show, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of news. But right now, we're going to get into some music. I'm going to get you some time to let those words settle and others to go ahead and dance. It's Miss Janet Jackson right here on Miss J in the Morning. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Y'all know we're about to burn it up.
You know I've been mad. up high. Wanna come with me and take a ride?
me, haters. It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has just tuned in. We are broadcasting live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. That is none other than Miss Jill Scott, Hate on Me, and right before that, Miss Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Burn it up right here on Miss J in the morning. We got the Miss J area code check-in coming up real soon, so make sure if you're calling in to listen on your phone to text your friends, text your family, text your coworkers, let everybody know, put it on social media to dial in by calling area code 646-716-8230. As soon as you call in, I see you. I'm going to shout out your area code wherever you're repping around the world. So shout out to everybody who's calling in. Thank you so much for my supporters. Those of you who need to listen on your computer or through the internet, just log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. So there are some things that are going on in America that I want to talk about today. What's trending in today's news is something crazy going on my side of the world in California. Mostly in Southern California, there's been raves about these strange lights across the California sky. A whole bunch of videos, pictures, tweets, posts about these strange lights that are flying around the sky. Of course, people are saying it's UFOs. We are being invaded by aliens now, but the U.S. government is saying, no, it's not UFOs. It's actually some missile launch practices that they're testing, and it was scheduled, and it's going to go on for some months out of San Diego. But you know what, guys? I actually went on and watched the video of a particular person that was in a nearby airport. I don't know if the U.S. government is really being honest. I know this is America and the government never lies to us, right? Wink, wink. What I'm saying is what I know about missiles, and I'm not that educated in the scientific understanding and construction of missiles, but from what I understand, I've never seen a missile launch sideways. I thought when you launch something in the air, it goes up, and then it kind of curves if it comes back down. And I've never seen a missile launch go so slowly. Like, it looks like something flying through the air. It doesn't look like something that's launched in the air. So, of course, with me and my conspiracy theorist self, I'm not saying it's a UFO, but I'm just not 100% convinced that the U.S. government is testing missiles and launching them in the air. And if so, why didn't we get a report before it happened? Why wasn't there an announcement made? Why wasn't there something sent out? Why isn't there any evidence previous to these sightings to say that the U.S. government is launching missiles or testing missiles? And why are they doing it now? I mean, is there something coming up that you're trying to warn us about? Is this something that happens often? Because in my couple of decades, a few decades, I ain't going to tell y'all how old I am, of living, I've never really witnessed anything like that. Not to say that it hasn't happened, but if this is something that is common, why is it bringing up such an uproar right now? At first, there were reports that it could be a media shower. People were speculating on what's going on. Now, I will say that saying it's a UFO, unidentified flying object, and most of the time we say UFOs or aliens or beings that are outside of our world. While I'm not saying that that's what it is, I'm not saying it's not what we think it is. So if you follow me on Twitter, you follow me on Facebook, I'm going to post the entire story. You can watch the video yourself and make your own conclusions or your own idea of what this could be. I just don't know. It's hilarious. One of the videos, it's actually two guys. You don't see them, but you hear them talking. And he's like, man, that's a UFO. And the other guy's like, nah, bro, that's a – and you don't hear nothing else because once you see it, it is kind of creepy. There have been other videos linked to this story where a certain person found a quote-unquote dead alien. It's some type of creature that is definitely dead. It looks disgusting, and it doesn't look like anything that's of this world. But – unfortunately, because we've become so popular in editing videos, editing photos. Media has gone crazy with making things look so real. It's just hard to know exactly what to believe. But thank goodness for technology, we're able to capture it for ourselves and have the freedom to share it and to talk about it. So if you follow me on Twitter, at Ms. J on Twitter, on Facebook, I'm going to go ahead and post the story, and I want you to let me know what you think it is. I'm really not sure. I don't know, y'all. I'm just saying, if E.T. is coming to visit, I hang out with him just as long as he ain't probing me and doing some crazy stuff. I don't know. I've got a long life to live. Ms. J in the morning, got to keep going. Maybe I should go ahead and interview him on the show. Maybe I should be the one to talk to the aliens and say, what's up? Like, how long have you really been here? I mean, throughout history, we've had these stories happening. This isn't anything weird as far as people saying that they witnessed things that are unexplained. It isn't weird, and it has been proven that the government has covered up some things that are quote-unquote classified that American people or the world should not know. We have a ton of movies about things that have happened in America that we later found out was the government was behind it. So maybe this is history in the making. Who knows? Maybe 100 years from now, they will talk about this crazy woman named Ms. J on her show unleashing the truth about these UFOs in 2015. I'm just saying, it just might happen. I love you guys. Y'all know we're having a good time, but go ahead and read the article. Follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, however you get in contact with me. Make sure you do so. Today's show, we're dedicating it to those who have said no, those who doubt us. You know, we call them our haters. Let your haters be your motivators. But before the break, before the music, before the news, we were talking about lying to ourselves. And I think we need to stay on that topic just a little while longer. As soon as I start mentioning, a couple of y'all start calling in and saying you really wanted to hear that. Stop lying to yourselves. I've done it before, and it's getting me into some trouble. And I know if I've experienced it, there's a lot of people out there that experienced it as well. We mentioned that old saying way back in the day when we were little, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Lies, all lies. Words will hurt you. Words have hurt you. You're going around in life saying, no, that doesn't affect me. I'm not that type of person. And actually, the truth is you are a person. And the words that you have heard somebody else say and the words that you have told yourself have stopped you from achieving the goals and it's receiving the successes that you deserve. Those words have hurt you, and they are hurting you. And the only way that you're going to be able to be released from it and completely healed is to be truthful and honest with yourself and say, this is hurting me. A lot of people think that Ms. J is just this superwoman. You know, she's gorgeous. She knows everything. You know, she's very wise. She has an answer for everything. And the truth is, no. I believe it's quite the opposite. Ms. J is human, and I go through some things, and I make sure to be honest with myself, with my feelings, and exactly where I am. Now, that doesn't make me perfect. That doesn't make me immune to being hurt. It doesn't make me immune to, you know, feeling angry, feeling disappointed. It doesn't make me immune to going through some challenges that I don't want to face and being fearful of failure. And sometimes even being fearful of success and what it takes to have those successes. But the thing that keeps me moving is not only me telling myself that I deserve it, but the people that I have around me and in my circle that believe the same. A lot of times the words that you hear are from the people that are closest to you that hurt you the most. You need people that are wise, people that truly know you, people that you can trust. If you don't trust your friends enough to be vulnerable in front of them, then they're truly not your friends. If you have family around you that you can't be yourself around, you need to get up out of there. Sorry, we don't choose our family, but just because they're family does not give them the right to keep you down or to verbally or emotionally or even physically abuse you. You need to love yourself enough to tell yourself the truth and say the people that I'm hanging around are toxic to my life and I need to get released from them. Change hurts. Change is uncomfortable, but it is a necessity. Your life truly depends on it. One thing that you can change starting today is the way that you view the world, the way that you react to the world. And I'm going to help you by introducing you to the Ms. J Challenge. And it's a simple quote. It's nothing difficult. The quote simply states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want you to repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days. That means no breaks. 21 consecutive days to develop a new habit. So start developing more positive and more healthy habits. Now, it's not going to take 21 consecutive days just saying it one time. Sometimes you got to say it 21 times in one day for 21 days to remind yourself that you were in control of your life. You might not be in control of the things around you, but your reactions to the things that stimulate you and that are happening around you, you are in control. Do not victimize yourself. Do not constantly tell yourself that if they didn't do it, then this wouldn't have happened. If they didn't say it, that this wouldn't have happened. No. Turn that finger around and point to yourself and say, I am in control of my reactions to whatever is happening in my life. And because I am in control, I'm going to allow myself to live the life that I deserve. I'm going to allow myself to receive the success I deserve. I am no longer going to victimize myself. I am no longer going to focus putting blame on somebody else. I'm going to focus on what I can do to help my situation. What I can't control, I'm going to release it. Sometimes you may pick it back up a couple of times, and you got to remind yourself, lay it down, it's not yours. Sometimes it may take you a few times going through in order for you to learn your lesson. But as long as you're continuing to get up and keep going, as long as you're not stopping, sometimes you might need to take a break. The journey might exhaust you. It might tire you out, and you have to rest. But that's where the maturity comes in and allowing yourself to be honest and say, you know what? I am hurting. I am tired. I am exhausted. I feel stretched. I feel drained. And I am going to rest right now. I am not going to do this anymore. I am going to start doing this. I deserve to be happy in life, and I'm going to be in pursuit of that by starting today. And what a great way to start today right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We're going to get back into some music. I'm going to let those words, you know, kind of settle, but let's get back to some dancing. We're going to have some good music right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I want us all to be happy. So back by popular demand, you guys are requesting this song every day. But I love it. It keeps me dancing. So get up. Get some cardio going. Here's Pharrell Williams with Happy right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
I'm
Miss J, and this is Miss J in the morning. That's Pharrell Williams. Happy. Make sure that you're focusing on your own happiness. A lot of times we focus on making other people happy, and time as time progresses, we forget to focus on our own happiness. Do what makes you feel happy. Listen to music that makes you feel happy. That's why right here on Miss J in the morning, we OD on positivity, including the music. You're not going to hear any sad love songs. You're not going to hear any depressing music. You're only going to hear music that's going to get you up and get you started the right way during the day. And what better way to do it with me? Miss J is Miss J in the morning. And we're live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for everyone who's tuned in. We're at the end of the show, but the show is not over. I promised you the Miss J area code check-in, and I know you guys love it. I think it's hilarious that you guys love that I embarrass myself every day doing this. But if it keeps you coming back, I'm going to keep doing it. If it keeps you laughing and keeps you smiling during the day, I'm going to keep doing it. So let's get to it. Those of you who called in, you dialed 646-716-8230. It's the Miss J area code check-in, and I see all of you who have called in today. I'm so thankful for my East Coast people and even some West Coast people up early in the morning before the sun. So let's get it. The Miss J area code check-in. Shouts out to area code 731-818-917-916-702-773-830-238-718-678-448-212-878-343-703-203-213-757. Thank you. It's the Miss J area code check-in. Shout out to all of you who have called in today's show. I'm going to go ahead and label it. Hi, haters. Hello. Waving to everybody to let them know no matter what, you're not going to stop. You're going to keep going. No matter what challenges arise in life, don't give up. You may get knocked down, but you're not going to get knocked out. If you woke up today, you got a wonderful gift. If your family woke up and the ones that you love around you today, you've got another gift. You tuned in to Miss J in the morning. That's a third gift that you've gotten before 9 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. Those of you who are on the West Coast, you got all these gifts before the sun even came up. So if you get to watch the sunrise, that's another gift. You're going to your job, that's another gift. You're going to school, it's another gift. You have transportation, whether it's your feet, a bike, skates, the bus, your own car. You have so many gifts in life. Make sure you focus on the things that you do have. Make sure you focus on the things that you do love. Make sure you listen to the music that I do play just for you right here every day on Miss J in the morning, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have an awesome show coming up tomorrow. I want you to tell everybody we have a special guest. Mr. Charles Mitchell will be with us live tomorrow. He's an author. He's a great man of honor. Ladies, if you want to hear the other side of what men think, you want to tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to do it, 11:11, right here on Ms. J in the morning. We're not stopping. It's also Veterans Day. We're going to give a shout-out to those who are serving our great country, America, those veterans who are serving their countries around the world. Tomorrow is your day, 11:11. We have Mr. Charles Mitchell giving some wisdom. This guy has been through so much. He wrote a book about it. I want everybody to get it. I don't want you to miss the show tomorrow. We're going to have an awesome day, just the way we do every single day. And I want to encourage you to make sure to be honest with yourself. Today, I want you to be honest with yourself and tell yourself that you deserve to be successful today. You deserve to finish that project that you've put off today. You deserve to be happy today. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Don't let anybody else stop you or distract you from what you're going to do. Don't let yourself do it. Those habits that you started that's destructive to your life, those habits that you started that's destructive to your family lives, those habits that you are holding on to that are toxic, we are going to release them today. The music that you are listening to that you say makes you feel good, but it's only because it's agreeing with the lies that you are telling yourself, you're going to release that today. Today is your day to start a wonderful life. Today is your day to start new habits. Remember, the Ms. J Challenge, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Now, don't lie to yourself with the Ms. J Challenge. That doesn't mean you're not going to experience fear. That doesn't mean you're not going to experience anger or hurt or disappointment. It just truly means that you are in control of your reaction to whatever situation presents itself. You're no longer a victim. You are a victor. And if no one told you that they love you, Ms. J loves you, I believe in you, you're going to do it, and I can't wait to be with you on tomorrow. So as I leave you, I'm going to tell you it's time to wake up. Good morning. It's Ms. J in the morning, and here's a new day. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's Ms. Jill Scott. When I wake up, time to wake up.
Too much on my mind. Too much on my mind. Here I am thinking again. All lost in my brain. When I know I should get up and get out of bed, I gotta keep moving. But here I am, lost all up inside my brain. Can't stop thinking, reminiscing. Can't stop, can't let go. Oh, oh, oh. But when I wake up, and one day I will do it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything I went through was beautiful. I have let you go, and everything I went through was beautiful. Maybe I right now can't see the forest for the trees. So lost behind hurt, but I'm trying. Ice cream, that was me.